We did on the show exactly what would have happened if the world had been invaded. That little music playing and then an announcer coming on and saying, excuse me, we interrupt this program to bring you an announcement from Jersey City. Jersey City has just fallen. Take you back to our studio, a little organ music and then another interruption and so on. We did all of that very carefully and exactly reproduced, as I say, what would have happened, thinking to make the whole thing more effective. But we had no idea how effective it would be, because about halfway through the show, as we were continuing with the script in front of us, we saw that in the control room there were a great many policemen, and every moment more. Now, later we found out that the police were as confused as we were, because there wasn't anything they could arrest us for, but there they were, looking fierce, and a lot of people talking to other people in dumb show, and a very tense atmosphere was generated in the studio. We thought, well, something's gone wrong. Some few people have complained and have swallowed what we're telling them about the Martians having come to the world. But we didn't know that it wasn't a few people. It was, in fact, nationwide. I had no idea that I'd suddenly become a sort of national event. And it was immediately after our show went off the air that Walter Winchell, who was on a rival network, and had heard about how all the telephone lines had been jammed and all the excitement was going on, went on the air on his network, on his program of news commentary, and said, Mr. and Mrs. America, there is no cause for alarm. America has not fallen. I repeat, America has not fallen. And of course, that was really enough for that network. And by that time, there wasn't a phone you could get to really anywhere in the States. The highways were jammed with cars going one way or another. Those people who were in the cities were going to the hills, and those people who were in the hills were coming into the cities. I suppose we had it coming to us, because, in fact, we weren't as innocent as we meant to be when we did the Martian broadcast. We were fed up with the way in which everything that came over this new magic box, the radio, was being swallowed. People, you know, do suspect what they read in the newspapers and what people tell them, but when the radio came, and I suppose now television, anything that came through that new machine was believed. So in a way, our broadcast was an assault on the credibility of that machine. We wanted people to understand that they shouldn't take any opinion predigested, and they shouldn't swallow everything that came through the tap, whether it was radio or not. But as I say, it was only a partial experiment. We had no idea the extent of the thing, and I certainly personally had no idea what it would mean to me.